And this is a dictation for Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E, Hubschner, H-U-B as in boy, S-C-H-E-R, March 1348. We're going to address as a letter to Dr. Power, P-O-W-E-R, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Power, follow up for Janice with low potassium and, excuse me, low sodium. And magnesium. Last visit in December. Since the last visit in Florida, severe dyspnea, abnormal stress testing, abnormal cardiac cath, immediately two vessel coronary artery bypass was done, no heart attack, received 2 units of blood because of severe anemia. She did not have renal failure or dialysis. There was no complications of UTI, pneumonia, even thrombosis, a stroke, or gastrointestinal bleeding. Months later, they did a left-sided carotid endarterectomy or a stent with complications of swallowing and voice changes in relation to damage to the left-sided recurrent laryngeal nerve. This has improved. She's able to swallow most of the solids, shake consistency, and some amount of water with the appropriate keeping the chin close to the chest and other maneuvers. Has not required any supplemental oxygen. She did have some collagen filling on the vocal cord that has helped also. Next paragraph, at Florida, have seen hematology. They were discussing about bone marrow biopsy when she comes back on the next few months to Florida. However, most recent hemoglobin and platelets are normal. I did other extensive review, system being negative. I reviewed the most updated medication list. I want to highlight for blood pressure, Norvas. She's also on Entresto, beta blockers, Jardiance, Ozempic. Cholesterol treatment. Next paragraph, on physical exam, present weight 112. Blood pressure by nurse 166.75. Alert to orientation sign 3, no respiratory distress. Her voice dysphonic from the complications as indicated above. Lungs are clear, no pericardial wrap, no ascites tenderness, no major edema or focal deficits. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistry is in August, creatinine 1.3. And she has fluctuated between 1.1 and 1.4 over the last few years. Present GFR 42, chronically low sodium and low magnesium, a normal potassium acid base, a normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, stable anemia 10.6 with a normal white blood cell and now normal platelet count. Thank you. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Low sodium concentration and magnesium, previously documented. Previously testing for renal magnesium wasting was negative. She remains on Prilosec that can interfere with magnesium absorption. She has not been able to discontinue this because of gastroesophageal reflux. The low sodium remains mild without symptoms. There is a component of white-coat hypertension needs to be followed at home. Chronic kidney disease appears stable without symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Other medical problems as indicated above from the bypass, carotid artery disease, complications of the recurrent laryngeal nerve injury, the prior anemia thrombocytopenia improve, the prior TIA without recurrence remains on cholesterol and aspirin, otherwise appropriate medication for her ischemic cardiomyopathy. She's traveling to Florida on the next couple of weeks. We will see her back next spring. End of dictation.